T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We'll dive into the 49ers right now as we had an opportunity to see their first preseason game over the weekend. It was a win against the Chiefs, but in reality, was it a win? We'll check in with our friend David Lombardi from the new website, The Athletic. He's been covering the 49ers for the site. David, appreciate the time. When you watched that game on Saturday night, the 49ers, what did you think about their performance?
Well, anytime you watch one of these first preseason games, they're really sloppy. I think there were 14 or 15 penalties. But then I was watching a lot of the other games around the league, and you see a lot of the same thing. So I think that's really to be expected in that first game, especially because of the change in rules now. You have so much less full contact, full tackling at these training camp practices. So when they're getting out there in that first preseason game, it's really the first time in several months that players are going full 100% live, because you don't see too much of that at the facility anymore. So that was my first thought. My second thought is that the 49ers just looked a little bit more alive than they have in the past couple of years. And I think because of their draft picks, I think that it was very important that this past 2017 draft show up right away. You know, they don't have to go out there and play like they're going to start and be big-time players immediately, but they have to infuse some kind of life into what's been a rather dead franchise. And I thought that you saw that with Reuben Foster playing well, with Joe Williams playing well, and I thought that T.J. Beathard did some nice things also in the second half. So I think that's all that you really, you know, can or need to see out of that first preseason game, and I thought that's what the 49ers got.
David, was there anything that you saw from the 49ers that concerned you, though? And I want to use concerned in the context of a team coming off a 2-14 season. So obviously they're not going to go out there and look like the New England Patriots. But what do you see as the biggest problem for this team?
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to go back to what their biggest problems were last year. And, you know, as you mentioned, there were a lot of them because they went 2-14, but you look at the 49ers run defense in 2016, and that was, you know, by some advanced metrics, the worst run defense in the history of the National Football League. So that's going to be a concern at the very top, no matter what, until they prove they can, you know, turn that around. And they've invested so much in this defensive line. There are now going to be 3 first round draft picks playing on that defensive line, to the point where that run defense has to be better. I'm not saying that it actually concerned me on Friday per se. I think that the starters weren't in long enough to really know that, but that's going to be a concern until they prove that it's not. And two, I think in the short amount of time that that first string was in there, Rashard Robinson, who may be the number one cornerback here this year, looked a little bit lost. He ended up making a couple plays later on, but in that first drive against Alex Smith and the Chiefs ones, I think the 49ers secondary was a little bit suspect. So in a small sample size there in that first preseason game, I think that's the conclusion that you can draw.
David Lombardi from The Athletic joins us here on 95.7 The Game, along with Matt Stiebitz, Roxy Bernstein with you. You can follow David on Twitter, at Lombardi himself. And you brought up the secondary, David, and a question that I have is, we haven't seen Jimmy Ward. He's been dinged up. When can we expect to see Jimmy Ward back out there?
Probably not this next week, but I think for week 3, he may be back. We talked to Kyle Shanahan on the phone after the 49ers got back from Kansas City, and they said that they're slow playing him on the way back. They want to make sure that he's going to be 100%. Same thing with DeForest Buckner on the defensive line. He hurt his ankle, and, you know, if this is the regular season, you probably see them this next week, but you probably don't see them, Jimmy Ward and DeForest Buckner, because this is the preseason and they want to make sure everybody's 100%.
David, it's hard to believe that this is the 4th coach in 4 years for the 49ers. Obviously, Harbaugh, Tom Sula, Chip Kelly. What makes Kyle Shanahan different from those 3?
Well, just the feeling in the facility. And I didn't cover much Niners before this year, but I dealt a lot with Jim Harbaugh in my time covering Stanford. And, you know, just this is a guy that's consumed by the game of football to the point where there's almost a paranoia about him, right? So you had this wall between the coach and the media, and I think that, you know, everything had gotten so dysfunctional in the 49ers organization as a whole. I think that Harbaugh, obviously, great coach, but that feud that happened with the front office carried over into this, you know, just feeling of discomfort around the facility, talking to the people who covered this team over the past couple of years, that you know, even, you know, I think bled into the Tom Sula and the Chip Kelly, you know, regime. And it was not just discomfort, it was also, you know, they just weren't good. I think now with Kyle Shanahan in there, John Lynch in there, there's this, you know, sense of revival, fresh blood. And one thing about Kyle Shanahan that's you know, so different than what I think we've seen here in San Francisco in the recent past is that he's just so open. So, you know, you walk into the press conference, you talk to him and he'll answer every question with this honesty and this transparency that, as a writer, it's nice because you get a lot of good quotes. But I just think that the feeling of the team has this new fresh-blooded feeling of transparency.
David Lombardi from The Athletic with us here at 95.7 The Game. He's down at 49er headquarters right now at practice as the Niners just taking the field. And on the offensive side, you alluded to Beathard, but the other draft pick that really jumped out to me, David, and you and I got to see him play a bunch in the Pac-12, was Joe Williams, who was the rookie out of the University of Utah. He had an opportunity, clearly made the most of it in the first preseason game. Could he be a factor for this offense this year? Will he get a real opportunity to get some serious run with the starting group this year?
Well, I'm telling you, the coaching staff sure hopes so. They love this guy when they picked him in the draft this past year. I mean, he is a Kyle Shanahan guy. This was the running back who had some questions, you know, surrounding how committed he is to the game of football. Because remember, at Utah last year, he actually retired early in the season. But then what the 49ers really liked is when he came back from that retirement about a month later, he just ripped off, what, like 4 out of 5 games, 200 yards rushing. The numbers were insane for a guy who had been out of football for a month, you know, even though it was still just the college level. I think that was a high college level at the Pac-12, and he wasn't even really that well conditioned, and he was ripping off those 200-yard games. So, yeah, Kyle Shanahan loves Joe Williams. John Lynch likes Joe Williams. He has that burst. You saw him on those pitches to the outside in that game on Friday night. I think really with ease get to the corner there, and he could also run physically as well. I mean, he's a big-bodied back with a very, very strong lower body, which is something that can help you in traffic in the NFL to bounce off some of those tackles, make sure that center of gravity doesn't get easily keeled over. So the 49ers coaching staff, they're all in on Joe Williams. They're upset with the slow start to training camp, but I think that's in the rearview mirror now. And Carlos Hyde cannot, you know, carry the ball 30 times a game. There's going to be room for another back in there. And that's one of the positions I think the 49ers feel pretty good about, especially with a guy like Williams coming on strong now.
One of the things I've heard, David, is that Carlos Hyde might not be the perfect back for a Kyle Shanahan system. Does that mean Joe Williams is more of one? How do you compare those two in this system?
Well, it's going to be interesting because Carlos Hyde lost a little bit of weight this past offseason, but he came in, I think, in really good shape. I think what he did is he tried to make himself into the back that this system needs. So, you know, that much remains to be seen. What I do think, Kyle Shanahan has definitely used more than one running back in the past. You remember the two-headed monster they had back in Atlanta last year. So I do know that there's going to be room for more than one guy, even if Carlos Hyde does prove to be a good fit in this system. So this is not going to be a one-man show. And I think that they picked Joe Williams realizing that, you know, it's good to have a lot of bodies in that backfield, especially a lot of explosive bodies. And I think that both Williams and Carlos Hyde fit that category.
David, great stuff. Appreciate your time this morning, man. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks, guys. Nice talking to you.
David Lombardi from The Athletic joining us here on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.